We're in again. Man, that's corny. Well, welcome to Cracking the Vault, a look at Centrum's musical archives. Today, the theme of the show is Axes of Evil. That's right. Bagpipes, accordions, and banjos. We've had many a show at McCurdy Pavilion opened up by Ed Littlefield marching us in with a pipe song. So let's do it with this show, too. Here he goes.
Play one tune on the banjo. I also learned how to play clawhammer banjo when I was growing up. This is one that I learned from my Uncle Bard Ray. I learned the words from Inez Chandler, who also taught me Four Nights Drunk, so this one's not quite as bad as Four Nights Drunk. House, never been there before. She fed me out of a little pig trough, and I'll go there no more. Reel and rock, little Betty Ann, reel and rock, I say. Reel and rock, my little Betty Ann, for today I'm a-going away. When I was a little bitty boy, all I wanted was a knife. I'm a great big boy, all I want is a wife. When I was a great big boy, all I wanted was a wife. Now that I'm an old man, all I need is a knife. Went to see my gal last night, the dress she wore was red. Every time I looked at her, I wish my wife was dead. Reel and rock, my little Betty Ann, reel and rock, I say. Reel and rock, my little Betty Ann, for today I'm going away.
Thank you.
That was Will Keys from the 1993 Fiddle Tunes Festival with his melodic rolling two-finger style. So pretty. We'll hear more from him in a bit. And before that, we heard Sheila Kay Adams, ballad singer and tradition bearer from the Sodom Laurel community in Madison County, North Carolina, with her clear and clean and precise clawhammer banjo playing. Okay, we've heard two of the three axes of evil. Let's get on with the accordion.
Ahora es una redoba que lleva por nombre El Zacatal.
Right now we're going to play a redoba called El Zacatal.
Thank you.
Two very different accordion pieces on essentially the same instrument, a button accordion. The accordion, it was invented around 1830 in two places at the same time. One in Italy and one in France, I believe. You better not quote me on that. And it's amazing to me how the accordion was almost immediately available everywhere in the world. I saw an ad in a New Orleans newspaper from 1849 advertising the sale of this instrument. It's small, light, easy to travel with. It provides the bass on the left hand and the melody on the right hand. So it's a built-in dance band in one piece. That last piece you heard was a waltz clog from Reynald Ouellette, an internationally acclaimed player and builder. He's in partnership with a builder from Quebec. He also started the World Accordion Festival, which has become quite a deal. I think it's held right about this time every year. And before that was Jose Moreno playing a redova with his friend Chuy Castillo on the bajo sexto. Now let's listen to Piper Kevin Carr and Kathy Whitesides crank out an Irish piece.
Kevin's got his Irish pipes on now, and he's going to play Fanny Powers with a little help from me and Craig.
Yeah, the music we play is, this is we've met doing dances, and we had the opportunity to go to the Soviet Union together this last spring. And so we figured we'd represent California well in the Soviet Union by playing Irish, Quebec, Quebecois, and Scottish music. So now we're going to play, what I like to play for you on these bagpipes is an old Irish harp tune.
Thank you. sure nice to be here. I've never been in this part of the country before, and it is beautiful. I'm having a great time. First appropriated the banjo, the instrument was tuned a whole lot lower, and it had gut strings on it. It had a different sound to it. Generally, like it also tended to be in a nicer range for people who don't have a high tenor voice. That vintage, I think. There was an old man and he went to school and made his living by driving a mule. What Johnny Booker won't do, do, do. What Johnny Booker won't do. Fix my yoke, he hopped to the bellers and he blowed out the smoke. What Johnny be gonna do, do, do? What Johnny be gonna do? My ring and never charged me nary a thing. What John Booker won't do, do, do. What John Booker won't do. He says an old man came riding by. He says, old man, your mules are gonna die. What John Booker won't do, do, do. What John Booker won't do. He said, if he dies, I'll tan his skin. If he lives, I'll ride him again. What John Booker won't.
Soulful banjo playing of Dan Gellert from back in 1995. You're listening to Crackin' the Vault. This is the Axis of Evil edition, where we're taking a look at accordions, banjos, and bagpipes. Let's listen to a Romanian tune from Kathy Whitesides and Laurie Andrus. Laurie is playing a keyboard accordion on this one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was Aaron Schrader on fiddle and Kevin Carr on the Irish pipes from back in 1987. Before that, you heard Rufus Ginshard on the fiddle, Jim Payne on guitar, and Baxter Wareham on the button accordion. When they were here in the early 90s, they played with such conviction. It was really inspiring. Rufus also told me he had a neighbor who every morning for breakfast he had oatmeal, raw oatmeal. He'd pour some cream in there, and then he'd pour a bunch of whiskey in there. He had that every single morning and lived to a ripe old age. When Rufus taught here, he had a band lab. This is a group of folks interested in his music, and he formed some into a band over the course of the Fiddle Tunes Workshop week. They asked him to write down his philosophy of life, And I'd like to read you some excerpts from that. Just remember, he was born in 1899. So he was over 90 years old when he's writing this. He says, "Laughing keeps you fit and fiddle. Laughing keeps you young because it's better than the best prescriptions doctors can give you. Laughing releases all the stress in your body." He goes on like that for a while. "Hearing people laugh is the best medicine and a source of youth for me. It's free, it's plentiful, and it keeps me feeling like $1 million. Laughter has made me live to a ripe old age. Regards, from Rufus." And boy, he had a twinkle in his eye, and he laughed almost every minute of the day. Well, we've heard some people playing the banjo today. If you like one banjo, why not two? Here's Jody Stecker and Kate Brislin playing Elkhorn Ridge, each of them with a banjo.
Crazy, 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 darling, I'm crazy about you. Thank you.
was Will Keys on the banjo from back in 1993, backed up by Tom Slagle on guitar. Will was from Washington County in eastern Tennessee, and I just love his two-finger style. It's certainly not bluegrass. I guess he learned it from his brother. They had a musical family. He said there wasn't much to do on a Saturday night except play music. That was a tune called Lost Indian. Before that, they played a beautiful little piece called South Wind. Before that was Reynald Ouellette, once again, with an unnamed tune from Quebec. My name's Peter McCracken, and you're listening to Crackin' the Vault, the Axes of Evil edition. Now let's go back to Texas and listen to Jose Moreno and Chuy Castillo play some dance music from South Texas.
Thank you.
Ahora con el acordeón vamos a tener el gusto de tocarles una polca que lleva por nombre El Aguacero.
And now with the accordion we are going to enjoy the pleasure of playing for you a polka called El Aguacero.
That's about all the time we have. Thanks for listening to Crackin' the Vault. My name's Peter McCracken. We'll see you down the road. If the creeks don't rise above your thighs and the virus meets its demise.